Brendan, 4 goals down, only 11 minutes into the game. It must be a pretty proud of how your leaders really responded and not set the tone from there on.
Yeah, they jumped us on their home deck. So to be able to respond, that's really important. So that's all about a young group maturing and working through that, because it's easy to turn it up when you're on an opposition's deck and they get a start like that. So I was really proud of the response. And then it was a fight after that.
Were you worried after 11 minutes? No, it probably goes without saying the word.
Yeah, this was. But you've always got a contingency plan if it's required in terms of scenarios and where you put numbers, but I didn't need to do that because the players dug in, so that's what I was most impressed with.
You feel like
you're
almost
wasting the
chance
to
really.
Yeah, well, what did we kick? I was looking here, 5 goals, 15. There was plenty of opportunities to actually finish. They kicked 11-7, so there's the ball game. We won the inside 50s. I think we won the tackles. So there was some opportunities to hit the scoreboard where we didn't.
You said there was a different response.
Yeah, we've never lost hope. And we feel we're in the right direction. You know, you little, just things like the Kerr goal. I reckon most supporters would really enjoy that. Just have a look at the piece of vision just going into three-quarter time where there was a smother on the wing by Daisy, padded out two smothers and coming in and kicked the goal. They're all things that we have stats on, those efforts like that are really, really important for us. And we win the centre square bounce against the dream team midfield, really, with some quality players there. So there's lots to like, but we're not satisfied with losing. A couple of defensive 50 stoppage goals against him.
That was down in that final term. Where did it start to get away from you a bit?
As I said, there was some defensive 50 stoppage turnovers. Goals and then some midfield turnover goal got away there, but you know, the last few we were really rolling the dice, we're playing, trying to take the game on, and when that happens, you know, you get a chance to score, but if you don't, you get scored against because you take some risks that you wouldn't normally. So, what was the deficit in the end? 28 points, yeah. Felt like probably a couple of goals in the finish. Yeah, no, his contested possession numbers were really high. You're right, it's easy to just repeat he's had 20 contested possessions, but you've got to go out and do it. You've got to understand the physicality and endurance required for that. So, he's been tremendous for us this year. I thought our back line stood up today. They were under heat last week. I think they scored on about 38-40% of entries, which is a pretty good defensive effort. We just didn't do that at the other end. We needed to score on turnover better than what we did today. We had some opportunities and unfortunately missed them.
Speaking of
your back
line, it was really good tonight. It's starting another, I suppose, to take another step forward.
Yeah, I think Plough will be the first to admit this year he's been inconsistent compared to last year. But he came with a really steely resolve and intercept really well today, Plough. I thought he was super good. No, as I said, that back six, they work together. Like, you don't keep a team like Geelong scoring 38% of entries without working well together. So William is part of that. That little block in the VFL is all part of his development. I don't think he'll be the last young player that we have to do that. Yeah, he showed some glimpses. Darcy's had a really interrupted pre-season, so he's working his way back to real good match fitness because he had that ankle injury and he was a really late starter. But he's a good ball user and Also for Darce and our team, he can play a variety of roles. He can play inside, he can play half forward, also wing if required. So he gives us some flexibility. It's probably the main answer.
We all
have
to focus on going out and going into the game. Did you have any plans if we didn't end up
getting off the channel? Yeah, you've got to respect Darren. He's a star of the game. He's a centre midfield. We've got a lot of guys in their first and second year up against them. So we respect him. We always have contingency plans.
We've
been
out for probably 3 or 4 weeks. This week. How do you feel as though midfield responded tonight, given that obviously lost your leader for last week?
Murph, I wish he was out there because he's quality, isn't he? But you can't control that. Your question was how did the midfield respond?
Yeah.
Well, we won the inside 50s. I think we won the centre square bounce differential. But they win the game. But great experience. Geez, it's invaluable to come up against Sel and have a danger field. You know, they've been quality. That's quality. And our young guys have really value that and will learn from it. I probably didn't learn this, but they've got resilience and character. They've stuck really tight, you know, in the last year where we didn't always win, they were in the fight, and they've stayed in the fight today. That's really, really important for them. But what I learned is they wanted to own it. They didn't want me to go in and review the game. They come in and had a look at their tape individually last week. They didn't just look at it, they went and trained the things they needed to. And in the review, they wanted it done and dusted on the Monday. So they looked at it, they challenged each other. In other words, they owned their careers. And that's what I was so pleased about. And today they owned their performances, but some critical contests hurt us and they score and we don't.
I've seen two big guys up front, Mackay and Kevin.
Mackay and Kevin?
Yep.
Yeah, Harry's still a work in progress. He's in his third year at our club, but really his first year of football because he's had so many injuries. So he's still working out how to use his body. It's going to be a big body once he's been in the gym for a few more years. He's still working out leading patterns. So he's a work in progress. Curry in his second game, he presented well at the footy. That goal was a beauty for him. Gives him a bit of confidence. Very early stages with big young teams. Yeah, well, that's the nature of this competition, isn't it? You've got to review, learn, and focus in on the opposition. And we know what Sydney bring. They're very consistent in what they bring. So we're going to be up for the contest again. Yeah, I think he had a sore ankle, but he got through the game again. That's a positive sign for us. Yeah, he's worked hard, carriage up and down the wing for us.
Just
a corky, I think. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Cheers.